Welcome to the State of Business with the Ohio Society of CPAs, the show for CPAs, where we discuss the latest developments in advocacy, career development, technology, and business management that are impacting the way you advance the state of business. In this episode, we're joined by Chris Ortega, Senior Finance Manager at Amarsys, to discuss artificial intelligence and machine learning. Should you be afraid of AI? Will it take accounting jobs away? Here's what Chris had to say.
Yeah, I think most of the questions I get around artificial intelligence and machine learning is people ask me and they say, well, how is this different than business intelligence? And how is this different than, you know, budgeting and forecasting tools that I'm used to working with? And I think the first thing I tell them is business intelligence, artificial intelligence, machine learning, budgeting, forecasting, data analytics. These are all different initiatives that you want to tackle inside of a business. But where I see artificial intelligence and machine learning, when I explain it to them, I look at it as this is going to add to teams. This is going to be able to help with accounting and finance teams that are strapped for resources. This is going to be able to focus resources on higher value activities. And this is really going to be able to partnership inside the business to make data-driven decision-making. So typically when I get accountants asking me questions, they're more focused on, well, what technologies are out there and how's it going to, like, where do I even, like, how does it fit into our technology stack that we kind of have now? But primarily, you know, I do a lot of public speaking and podcasts and content on this topic. And really the older generation of accountants, and when I say older generations, right, I'm talking about that CFO or that controller that has, you know, been at the same business for about 40 years, done things the same way for 40 years. I think the questions I get from them are more along the lines of how is this going to affect my people? And is this going to take away some of the responsibilities that staff are doing? And my answer that I say to them, it is. And you got to be prepared for that. But it's going to take away the data mining. It's going to take away the Excel churning and burning. It's going to take away the hours of analytical processing that it takes for somebody to take all these different sets of data to be able to form an opinion to guide the business. So it's going to take away majority of the low value activities, which FP&A and accounting teams need to be focused on high value activities because we're so resource constrained. So that's typically answering your question. That's typically kind of the gambit of, you know, questions that I get around the topic from accountants.
Right. And I'd love to dive deeper into what you mentioned about what does this mean for my people, specifically for entry-level staff. So automation and AI is kind of removing a lot of the very general entry-level tasks that those younger accountants were given to learn the basics. So what would you say this means for entry-level staff who maybe are now not given as much to learn the beginning of their career, but kind of are still responsible for, you know, picking everything up just as quickly?
My advice to that entry-level staff person that's come into the accounting or finance or FP&A profession would, the first thing I would tell them is begin to find an infatuation, curiosity, and knowledge for all technologies. Our profession and the biggest value that we're going to have inside of businesses going forward is leveraging technology also in strategic partnership inside the business to drive data-driven decision-making. So the knowledge, the experience, the aptitude, the kind of tactical understanding of different technologies, I think it'd be the first thing that they would need. The second thing for that entry-level staff accountant, how it relates to artificial intelligence and machine learning, is begin to find ways inside the business to optimize processes. When I see the biggest impact initially that AI and machine learning is going to have in accounting org is going to be around the people and processes, right? So people that have an infatuation with technology, people that are partnering inside the business, people that are working to consolidate all these dispersed data sets and get a centralized picture inside the business from a people perspective around processes, being able to take processes to drive to information and leveraging the technology to do that versus a person. One thing that I'm starting to see inside the industry is that a lot of accountants and teams are set up to where they're just scaling their people. And there's only to a point where, you know, us as not a revenue producing unit inside most organizations, we don't have the luxury of going to our CFOs or our executive leadership team and getting all the headcount that we want, right? So being able to take the resources that you have, weave in technologies in there to really have your people focused on high value activities, that's where I see the resource optimization and also those staff accountants being on the leading charge of that, right? I think the other thing you got to consider for that new entry level accountant coming into the profession is this. By the year 2025, millennials are going to make up 75% of the entire workforce. So I'll let that sink in for a minute, because these are people that have they want to be involved inside their business. They want to have state-of-the-art technologies. They want to be challenged. They want to have feedback on where they're doing good and where they're doing wrong. They want to be able to drive decision-making. They want to have an active role inside their business. So for most organizations, I would tell you this, most CFOs and controllers and VPs of finance that I talk to, they're not ready for that. They're not ready for that group of these kind of people inside their businesses. And when I say they're not ready, maybe they don't have the technologies in place, right? Maybe their primary budgeting and forecasting tool is Excel. I can tell you right now, everybody listening, if your primary budgeting, forecasting, and analytic tool is Excel, you're not ready for the wave of incorporating artificial intelligence and machine learning or this millennial movement that's going to be coming on the horizon. So I think those are definitely some things that I think I would definitely recommend for that accountant coming into this profession to start really taking an aptitude for, start really expanding their knowledge, and definitely to that CFO that is looking at his team right now trying to prepare himself for what this millennial demographic is going to be, how it's going to affect his people, and then how the artificial intelligence and machine learning is going to weave inside his business. That would be kind of my advice and my recommendation.
Right, absolutely. So this is something you've touched on in some of your answers already, but where would you say is that kind of balance or look into the fear versus opportunity? Fear being, you know, like you mentioned, people are worried that this is going to take away their jobs, and opportunity where, like you also mentioned, there's a chance to really focus on high value activities and tasks through AI.
Yeah, so great question. I think I address this a lot. And I remember a presentation I was doing in San Francisco for an organization. And I had a lady say, well, is this going to take away some of my team's jobs? Is this going to take away what I'm doing? I said, look, if you've got the fear of this taking away what you're doing, then it probably is. And the thing that's constant in business is this. And this doesn't matter if you're an accountant. This doesn't matter if you're a salesperson. This doesn't matter if you're a marketing person. Change is a constant. Change is always moving, and it's the driving force in business. So this is just going to be a change for us in accounting and finance and FP&A. But it's an opportunity as well. It's an opportunity to be able to focus your resources. So if I'm that controller and I've got my staff accountant, I've got my senior accountant, I've got a collections person, and you know, I don't have any more luxury of going to go get any more resources inside the organization. Well, it's taking that knowledge and taking that skills and taking all those talents that you have from your people and really focusing them on the high value activities, right? The high value activities distilled down to this. I call something the decision cycle. The decision cycle, I think, is the foundation and the skeletal framework of incorporating a data-driven decision-making culture inside of your accounting, finance team, or organization. And it's distilled down to four simple things. Processes drive data. Data then turns to information. Information to knowledge. Knowledge to ultimate decision-making. So where I see AI and machine learning as the opportunity inside accounting and finance team is really focusing that technology and that solution to drive process to information. So how do I put this as an example, right? If you look at process, right, the process of generating your general ledger, right? That's the process. You generate your general ledger. The output is the general ledger output that shows all your yearly financial data, right? That's data. It's not really to a point yet where you could do something with it, but then now that GL turns into a financial statement, right? that GL information is now summarized into, now it's information. It's a financial statement. It's your 2017 profit and loss or your income statement. That's information. The knowledge piece is saying, okay, how does our results compare to our budget? How does this compare to our forecast? How do we do on sales? How do we do on people resources? Now you're getting into more of the knowledge and the critical elements inside that decision cycle. And that's where you want to incorporate your people. You don't need your people summarizing GLs and cranking through data and updating Excel workbooks and taking data from your Salesforce solution and marrying it up with your operations. You don't need your people focused on data mining. You don't need them focused on data aggregation. You don't need them focused on variance analysis. You need your people inside the business driving knowledge that ultimately lives to data-driven decision-making. And that's the opportunity that we have in our profession, is that you have your resources, you have your people, you have your millennial talent, you have your organization focused on how do we provide knowledge inside the business. And what that's ultimately going to do is this. Once you focus on your team providing knowledge inside the business, it's going to move our profession away from being viewed as scorekeepers to valued integrators. Let me explain a little bit more what I mean by that. Right now, you ask any organization, right? You ask any CFO, you ask any accounting person, a majority of them are going to say, yeah, we keep track of score, right? We say we're going to do 10 widgets. Our budget says we're going to do 10 widgets, and we actually did 8 widgets. That's how accountants and finance and FP&As kind of looked at right now. Is just, we just keep score of the budget. We keep score of the forecast. Well, that's got to change. We've got to be looked at value integrators. And what value integration means is that we've got state-of-the-art technology. We've got dedicated and knowledgeable people sprinkled in to leverage that technology, to partner inside, to sales, to marketing, to client success, to operations, to help drive data decision-making in all areas of the business. That is valued integration. And that topic in and of itself is scary for some organizations. It's scary to think like, what? I gotta go partner with our sales group, and I gotta, you know, look at a balance of the year forecast of what our sales projections are gonna be and how that's gonna impact our cash flow position for the next 6 months. I gotta go do that. But to me, that's the future. And that is where we're gonna have the biggest value inside of all organizations. Versus the scorekeeping mentality. So, I go on to say that because I want to tie it back to the fear and opportunity. And I think those are some prime examples of how I'm more optimistic about how artificial intelligence and machine learning are going to really provide a opportunity in our profession that we've never been in a position to have before. And I think you take the acumen that we have from a cost and benefit perspective. You take the level of insight that we know about the numbers. You take the level of insight that we have. We in accounting and finance are the pulse of the business. We know every single dollar coming in and out of the business. So we have a great position to be in to help drive that revolution from scorekeeping to value integration. So to me, I'm naturally an optimistic person. But when you take these technologies that are evolving and the impact it'll have on people, processes, and our ability inside organizations, to me, it's a win-win in all situations.
Absolutely. So you've given a really great background on opportunities and the things that CPAs and accountants can do with AI and machine learning. I was hoping you could offer some insight into some of the products that maybe CPAs, accountants should know about, names that they might hear when it comes to AI.
Okay, so names you might hear when it comes to artificial intelligence. Again, when you look at our profession, I couldn't give a solution and say, hey, if you want to incorporate artificial intelligence in your machine learning and your accounting GL system, here's the solution, right? We're not at that stage yet, right? Specifically for accounting and finance. But when you look at some of the companies that are, you look at all the big software companies, you look at Salesforce, you look at Emarsys, that is the largest independent marketing platform company in the world. You look at Oracle, you look at Microsoft, you look at all the big software players, and they're already incorporating this inside of their technologies. I can tell you a prime example, Microsoft BI, right? Microsoft Power BI, which is a which is a business intelligence and data analysis solution. One of the key things that they have on their horizon is they have kind of a Siri alternative, and they're looking to incorporate that in their BI, in their Power BI suite. So we may have in our horizon in the next future being able to have kind of a personal assistant that's able to give you your financial information. For example, you can ask Cortana, which is the Siri alternative, Cortana, tell me my next 6 month forecast for sales. And then when you say that, it's able to look through your data. It's able to understand through natural language processing and predictive analytics to say, by looking at the data, the next six month sales is X, right? I mean, think about that from a process perspective, right? Most organizations, if they had to get that information, either they have to pick up the phone, they have to call their CFO or their major financial person, they have to send an email, or they have to maybe go through some emails because they got it like 2 weeks ago, or they have to find some way to be able to go get that information. And now we could be able to get to the point where we just voice ask the financial information that we need. And I think that's where, some solutions out there and some big name players that are really starting to understand the value of artificial intelligence and machine learning. And even technologies that are outside of our industry, right? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uber, everybody's starting to understand that, look, human personalization and human optimization is not scalable. You can't scale humans in the next chapter of business that we're entering into right now. You cannot scale that. Most organizations are cost constrained. They're doing less with more. So the only alternative to really help us in this new area and this new chapter in business that we're going into is leveraging technology. So the technology companies are starting to see, like, yeah, we need to sprinkle in artificial intelligence and machine learning inside of our solutions, because that's the future that we're all headed towards. So those would be some examples of technologies and software companies out there that are really, really, really understanding the importance of incorporating artificial intelligence and machine learning inside their overall platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, the end of what you just said is something I was interested in as well. Like, obviously, the pace and speed of automation and AI isn't slowing down anytime soon. So what do you think the future of AI looks like for the accounting profession?
Our group, we wear so many different hats, right? Like, sometimes in some organizations, I've been the HR person. I've been the payroll person. I've been the legal person. So because we have a heavy reliance on compliance, and we have a lot of statutory requirements, if you're public, you have a host of other requirements from the SEC that you need. So that's why I think we're going to be laggards, right? But where I see the real value is inside organizations, right? You've got teams that are focused on value integration. You got teams that are focused on partnership. And where I ultimately see our profession is sitting in between the CFO and the chief operating officer. So why do I say that? Well, we naturally fall up to the CFO, right? We have the financial acumen. We know the debits and credits. We know all the guiding principles when it comes to U.S. GAAP. We're sound in all those different things. So the natural trajectory is us in the CFO route. But the COO, the chief operating officer route, where I see us sitting in between that is because now we're understanding the operations, right? We're typically not the one on the front line driving sales. We're not the one. We typically get the results, right? We're not the ones directly related to driving the results. But when you start to get involved in other areas inside the business, when you start to partner with these businesses, when you start to understand their opportunities, you start to understand their risk, you start to understand the benefits, you start to understand the upside, you start to understand more about these functional operational areas, then we're going to have a bigger picture in terms of driving the results. For example, if you're working on a 5-year forecast, right, and you're trying to look at the next 5 years from a revenue perspective for your entire business, think about the various touch points you have to have with that, right? You got to work with sales. You got to work with marketing. You got to work with your customer service group. You've got to be knowledgeable in all these areas to be able to provide, hey, what's our new business projections? What can we do with our existing customers? How do we mitigate risk of losing customers? How do we upsell additional customers? So us moving into that operational understanding and operational partnership, we're going to have better opportunity to drive the business results. And to me, I think that's a huge opportunity for us. When has there been a time where you can look at an accountant and say, that's going to be somebody that's going to help me drive operational execution and optimization inside the business, right? When has that ever been, that was never taught to me in business school, right? I wasn't taught that. So I think that's another thing that I foreshadow. And I think the third piece is this is going to revolutionize the recruiting and talent retention that organizations are going to have. Getting back to my point that I mentioned earlier about millennials being making up 75% of the workforce in the next decade, these people, I'm telling you right now, you got to have technologies. You got to have state-of-the-art technologies. You got to have challenging projects for them. You got to incorporate them inside the business. You got to keep them in a pulse in the business. So artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies, the impact that that's going to have from a talent retention, also from a recruiting perspective, is going to be monumental for organizations. They're going to be able to say, hey, look, this rock star millennial or this rock star millennial group, we have a project that we want to incorporate in our business that's going to help us make better decisions. It's going to help us be more accurate in our decision making, and it's going to help us be more timely in our decision making. And we want you to be part of incorporating this solution inside of our organization. You give any talented person that has an infatuation technology that kind of project, man, you're going to have them fully engaged. You're going to have all the horsepower you need to drive that inside of a business. So it's going to be projects like that that are going to really change the future of what accounting and finance teams are viewed in organizations. So I think to me, those are the top three. If I was able to, have a crystal ball and look at the next decade of accounting and finance and how artificial intelligence and machine learning is going to impact that profession, I think those would be the top three things that I would really scale it down to. Simplistically, the people evolution, the process optimization, and the technology incorporation inside organizations. That's really the three major blocks that I see in the next decade that are going to impact accounting and finance teams.
Thanks again to Chris Ortega for joining us. Chris will be at the Dayton Accounting Show on May 17th if you'd like to hear more about AI and machine learning. You can register at store.ohiocpa.com. Please check out our social media channels, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, the links for which you can find in our show notes. Send a comment, question, or show idea through any of these social channels, or email me, Jessica Salerno, jsalerno@ohiocpa.com. Also, if you like the podcast, please spread the word. Share a link or tweet out that you're listening, and rate and review us on iTunes. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep advancing.